Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant,
Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
He has exalted His name and His word above them. So everything on earth bows to the word of God and bows to the name of God. So if you must rule on earth, if you must conquer situations, if you must move forward, you have to have the word of God that is exalted above all things, all rule, all dominion, all authority. His word and His name has been exalted above all. So to operate in the supernatural, think about this quickly. You are going to start living by the word of God. If the word says every morning you wake up, jump 20 times, just wake up and jump 20 times and go out. If that is what the word of God says. And remember, when I'm talking about the word of God here, I'm talking about the written word of God, not somebody you met at bus stop and told you something. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the written word of God. It is established. It is sure. It is unshakable. It is unmovable. It is immutable. It is infallible. It is inerrant. Nothing can touch it. Whatever the word of God asks you to do, do it. That is how you live the supernatural life. A man that has abandoned the word of God is naturally becoming weaker and weaker and ordinary. Weaker and weaker and ordinary. Men shall live by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Not the New Testament alone. Not the book of John alone. Not your favorite chapter alone. Not the book of Psalms alone. Not the book of Proverbs alone. Leviticus is inclusive. No matter how boring it is. Job is inclusive. Man shall live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Can I hear you say every word? Let me hear you say every word. So to live the supernatural, we have to operate the supernatural, we have to live by every word. Every word. And listen, every word includes the one you don't like. You know, if you are a pastor and you have not experienced what I'm about to tell you now, I'm not sure you have started ministry. The same pastor will preach a word and somebody will come and say, the Lord is using you. In fact, everything you said is what God has confirmed everything to me. The following day, you preach another message and they say, pastor is preaching against me. He has heard the story from somebody and now he has come to preach against me. If you have never experienced it before, you have not been a pastor yet. Men pick the one that favors them and say you are of God. The one that is against them, that is exact, they look at it and say, he can never know it. It must be somebody. Hey, maybe he saw me somewhere. Don't cherry pick the word of God to obey. Don't cherry pick the word of God to live by. A man shall live by every word of God. So if there is something you must not forget today, is that you will live by every word. Whether it's palatable, whether it's enjoyable, whether you like it, whether it's familiar, whether it's tough, whether it's complex or not, whether it's easy, whether it's the one you can jump by or not, you must live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So to operate the supernatural, we must live by every word that proceeds. To operate the supernatural, we must live by the provisions and principles of the word of God. There are some things provided for in the word of God. There are some principles made available in the word of God. Those principles are consistent. There are some things that the word of God says that are consistent through many words, through many chapters, through many books in the Bible. They are principles. They are patterns. They are ways. You must live by those principles.
Which one can I take? Is it healing or presence of God? If you want to see the presence of God, there are principles. The Lord inhabits the praises of his people. While they gathered at the temple to pray the glory of the Lord, you will see the pattern. You will see the principles. That when you live by this principle, that thing happens almost every time. You live by the principles of the word of God. For you to operate in the supernatural, you need to take instructions, directives, guidance from the word of God. Listen to me. From the beginning of the earth, the word of God has been challenged in a certain way. Genesis chapter 3. What was the question the devil asked Eve and Adam? Can you remember the question he asked them? Genesis chapter 3. Can anybody here remember? Did God really... He did not say, did God say? He said, did God really say? That is the problem we have up to today. When you come back, after reading one thing on the internet by a man you don't know his background, you download it, you start following that man, you don't know the man is an apostate, but as long as he's from America, he's a good man of God. You know Nigerians and the way we worship Americans, and you take his word, what that man said, and you start saying, is this really wrong? Is that what the Bible is trying to say? What has been taught for 2,000 years? You, small you, download something from internet. You have no theological background. You have not even read the 66th book of the Bible. You now came because you have a pulpit, or you have an opportunity to teach, or anything. You now start turning everything upside down. This is not really what it says. Can we look at and? What does ant mean? In ant, if you combine it with this, there is no gymnastics with the word of God. The word of God is sure. It abides forever. Beware of attacking the word of God like a devil. Did God really say? Is this what it is really saying? Beware. Take instructions. Take directives. The guidance from the word of God. And you know what? The word of God is full of resources for supernatural life and destiny. The Western civilization we see now is all from the word of God. All from the word of God. All from the word of God. Secret service. Where is the genesis of secret service? Go to the land, spy, see what is happening there. That's the genesis of secret service. Which other one? If you ask me something, I can tell you the genesis of how the Western world derived most things from the word of God. The word of God is a sure foundation for living the supernatural. Remember, every word that proceeds from his mouth. Listen, the word of God is like a nation's constitution. If you go against a nation's constitution, you will be in prison. You are a criminal. If you go against the word of God, the devil will imprison you and treat you like a criminal. Please listen to me attentively. If you go against the constitution of a country, you are deemed a criminal. Sometimes they say it's treason. And you are sentenced to death. Many people are suffering in life because they are going against the express instructions of the word of God. And the devil is imprisoning them. The devil is bringing pain. The devil is afflicting them. When they align with the word of God, the devil leaves them alone immediately for forever. Oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven. That matter you are crying about, it is the word of God that will set to it. Don't run away from the word. It is your anything that keeps you from the word of God is the enemy, including yourself. If you are the one keeping yourself from the word of God. You are your own worst enemy. Richard Martin Dehan, or is it Richard Dehan, our daily bread, gave his child a Bible, something 1930 something. And in the Bible, he wrote this thing. This book will keep you from sin. Sin will keep you from this book. This book will keep you from sin. Sin will keep you from this book. So when you lack appetite from reading the word of God, know the devil, the flesh, the world, sin is writing a letter to you. You will soon see the result. This book will keep you from sin. The word of God will keep you from sin. The word of God will keep you from tragedy and calamity. The word of God will make you live the supernatural life. Sin, the devil, the flesh, the world will keep you away from the word of God. Please, listen to me. Know your weakness. Don't go with the trend. If you know you are addicted to phone, don't use the Bible on phone. Use physical Bible. Because whenever you pick the phone to read the Bible, you will do other things. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Know your weakness. Don't say it's the time I knew Pastor Aribike. He has been using laptop, iPad, and phone to read the Bible. So I want to be like, listen, I am a 90 person. That is what I do. Almost everything I do revolves around gadgets. Even with that, there are still some temptations. When you want to read and you hear background, Twitter notification. Before you know it, your hand, you like it on your hand, will touch the notification, it go open. By the time you are reading, say, man of God, is it not the word of God you want to read to you quickly? If you are doing that, know your weakness. If you are addicted to phones, don't use the Bible on phone. Don't use the Bible on phone. Some of you even come to church, no Bible. Not on phone, not on your head, not in your hand. If the screen does not work, you are finished. See, I'm a technology person. Don't let technology keep you away from the word of God. Don't put the Bible on the same gadget with Facebook, with Twitter, with TikTok, with Instagram, if you are addicted to it. And the church says, some people are frowning, looking at me. Keep frowning. Keep frowning. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. Let's look at what the Bible says about the word. 2 Timothy 3 says, number one, the word of God is God-breathed. The word of God. 2 Timothy 3:16. Can we all read together? Let's go. Once you go, all scripture. I can't hear you now. All scripture is breathed out by God, and it is what? It is profitable. Let's pause there. Listen. The word of God is the thing that can deliver the highest profit for you on earth. Help me tell somebody. The word of God is profitable. I didn't hear that. Let the person hear it. So running away from the word of God is running away from the instrument, the tool, and the channel for your profit. Whoever and whatever stops you from the word is an enemy of your increase. But I'm interested in the first part. The word of God, all scripture. Put it on the screen, let them see it. All scripture. Because they don't have the word in their hand. They don't have it in their mouth. They don't have it in their heart. They want to come to church, confess, and make it. Not in your hands, not in a book, not in your pocket, not in your hands, not in your heart, not in your mouth. How then will you survive as a Christian in this generation?
But they know everything happening in Ukraine and Russia. But the world that will profit them, they know nothing about it. What a pitiable generation and a pitiable church. All scripture is breathed out by God. I wish I can use this thing.
As good and beautiful as this saxophone is,
without me blowing and breathing into it, it is useless. Are you in church? I don't know where to start from. What you are holding in your hands is not ink on paper. The ink and paper is just like this. But God breathed on it. The same breath that God breathed on human being and it became living is the same breath on that ink and paper. Are you seeing, church? Are you seeing, church?
When he takes away the breath, man dies. When the word of God lacks the breath of God, it does not make meaning. But the word of God is God breath.
Therefore, the word of God contains stories, but it is not a storybook.
Therefore, it contains history, but it's not a history book.
Therefore, the word of God is a life-giving word, life-sustaining word, life-changing word.
It is not ink and paper. It is not story. It is not history.
If you take it as story, it becomes story to you. If you take it as life, it gives you life. Do you understand?
Help me tell someone. Say, if you take it as a story, say, it becomes a story to you. Say, if you take it as history, it becomes history to you. Say, if you take it as life, it gives you life.
It's your choice. You can decide to make it CRS, Bible knowledge. You can decide to make it the life transforming word of God. Are we here? The word of God is God breathed. It's almost like God himself.
Let's continue. John 6:63.
I love John 6:63. I love it.
It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. In your strength, there is no help at all.
Can we read together? Please, let's read together. Let's go slowly. It is a Spirit that,
I hope we have no confusion, but the Spirit is a breath.
It is a Spirit who gives life. Let's go. The flesh.
And you know you are flesh and bone.
The flesh is no help at all. Of your own power, of your own accord, there is no help at all. Now let's continue.
Look at that. Is it plural or singular? Remember, every word. Let's continue. The words that I have spoken to you, they are spirit and they are life. The word of God in your hands are spirit and they are life.
That means any situation that is not working, when you bring the word of God to it, it gives it spirit, it gives it life. The word of God is like something that charges a dead battery.
When it comes on it, when you have drained the phone, the battery of your phone, it becomes useless.
You become useless without the word of God.
But at a touch, that's what the Bible said, there is hope for a tree that has been cut off.
See, at the scent of water, it shall spring forth. The water is the word of God. You can't survive as a Christian without the word of God. Let the word of God be your best friend. Let the word be your best friend.
One of my favorite Bible verses is, I rejoice at your word like him that has found a great spoil. That means there are different awoof in the word of God. I can discover it. And it will change my life. When they say there is bonanza, we run there. When they say pay one, collect them, we run there. That is what that scripture is saying. It is a great world. That is the word of God. The devil, knowing that, will do everything to keep you from the word of God. Listen to me. When you run away from the word of God, you are in partnership with the devil against your own destiny. When you run away from the word of God, you are in partnership with the devil against your own destiny. Let me ask somebody, when last did you read the word of God? This one, I won't make the person give you answer. Let's see people go live for church. Okay. This one, people no go answer. So the word is spirit and life. Remember Ezekiel 37, when there was dry bones in the valley. He says, speak the word, prophesy to him. And the dry bone put on flesh. The same way when we preach the word of God and things are not happening right, if the word put on flesh on your bone, on your marrow, and changes your life. I don't know about you, but I'm a testimony of a life that has been changed, improved, transformed by the word of God. I don't know if that's yours. Transformed totally by the word of God. Coming from nowhere, but going somewhere by the word of God. And the word can do that for you. Remember what the word of God said? Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Without it, both of you. See, your plans can pass away. It will pass away. Soon. I don't know how many people will be alive in this church after 100 years. After you have gone, the word will be here. Why not rely on the unchanging, immutable word of God? The word of God is spirit. And the word of God is light. Psalm 119 verse 89. Psalm 119 verse 89. Because of our time, I'll jump on that scripture. Can we all read together? Forever. Oh Lord, your word is beautiful. Can you read together? Let's go. Forever, your word is firmly fixed in heavens. When it says it's firmly fixed in heaven, are you the one on earth that will go and shake it? Is it the devil that will go and shake it? Whatever the word of God says is true and it will come to pass. That's why we say the word of God is infallible. Infallible means it can be trusted. That's why we say the word of God is inerrant. Inerrant, we mean it has no error. That's why we say the word of God is immutable. Immutable, we mean it cannot change. It is firmly fixed in the heavens. Give me New King James or King James. Let's look at the popular, how we read it. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. So the word of God is an instrument for your settlement. Are we here? The word of God is an instrument for your settlement. There is nothing that it cannot do. Can we read together? Oh Lord, forever, oh Lord, thy word is. Can I hear you read it again? Forever, oh Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. John 10:35. The word. Can we reach God? If he called them gods. Start from 34. Let's take 34 and 35 for context. I love this. This one, I love it. It is sweet my belly. Let's read. Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in their law, in your law?
I said, ye are gods. And if he called them gods,
whom did he call gods? To whom the word of God came." Remember, when God called Moses, he said, "I will make Aaron your priest and you a god." The word of God came to him. But that's not where I'm interested in. I'm interested in the second part. If he called them to whom the word of God came, gods. Let's read God at the last part. And. Can you read it? Let me hear. And. And scripture cannot be broken. Scripture cannot be changed. God will stop being God instead of scripture to be broken. Listen to me, oh God. The day scripture is broken is the day God stops being God. The day God says something and he cannot back it up and he cannot keep it, that's the day he stops being God. John Austin's wife. Many of you know Joel Austin. The father is John Austin, of blessed memory now. I love the man. The wife had cancer. And the father, being a top pastor in America, many men of God came, prayed for her, moved to many men of God. They prayed for her. Some came, she went, prayed for her. There was no change. Then she woke up one day by inspiration of God and carried the word of God and started reading from Genesis to Revelation. Everywhere there is healing, anything about healing, she will write it down. She will write it down. Went to Genesis to Revelation. How many of you have gone through Genesis to Revelation before? And you want to live supernatural life. Okay. Remember, every word that proceeds. So it was writing. Was writing them down. And then at the end of the day, she has it in a big note, in a notebook. She will wake up in the morning and do the confession. The cancer disappeared. Everybody prayed, it did not disappear. He carried the word of God. Look for the word of healing. Believe the word of healing. It is not the word of God in the mouth of another. It's the word of God in your mouth and in your heart. Not the word of God that my pastor preached alone. The word of God that you have seen, read, and understood. Listen to me. The word you read that you don't understand cannot do anything for you. Listen. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. But that's not the best way to understand it. Écoutez. Très bien, merci. Did you understand what I said? Okay. For some people that understood that before, they ran away from French class. Malike lebo kote le mejitaka. Anala bazitaka. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear? Did you hear what I said?
You did.
Did you hear what I said? What I just said, you hear that? Did you understand it? So even as I'm preaching now, some are hearing. They don't understand. They are thinking about tomorrow. About how that money will come. That is why the word of God is not working for you. It comes by understanding. It comes by understanding. Faith comes by understanding the word of God. A word you don't understand will deliver nothing to you. So, you can hear the word of healing all your life. In fact, your father can be a healing evangelist and it will not touch you. The day you discover it yourself, your life
will never be the same.
I've read Bible many times. I've read some chapters many times. But sometimes, after like 50th time of reading that chapter, I'm reading it one day, maybe tired. I see something. I jump up. I start walking in the house. I start walking. I start meditating. My life starts changing. I've read it many times, but I didn't understand. But that day, a light came. The entrance of your word gives life and gives understanding to the simple. To the simple, not to the complex, not to the arrogant, not to the proud. You are not above the world. The world is the only thing that can deliver you. The word of God is the only thing that can help you. Without the word, you are finished. Without the word, you are nothing. Without the word, disaster is about to happen. Stop running from the word of God. It is the tool and instrument for you to live a supernatural life. If you understand that, can you say amen? I didn't hear your amen. We thank you. Before we take the communion, okay, let's just take the communion. Lift your heart and arm. Say, oh Lord, give me understanding of your word. Give me a love for your word. Give me understanding. Give me appetite for your word. Help me to know your word. Help me to love your word. May I not run away from your word. May I not abandon your word. May I cling to your word. Help me, help me, help me. May I not be my own enemy running away from the world. Your hands lifted. Let's pray. Say, may the Lord word of God deliver everything it has promised to me. Say, may the word of God deliver. 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 Everything it has promised to me. Say, by the word of God, I live a supernatural life. By the word, by the word, by the word, I live a supernatural life. By the word, by the word. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Give me John chapter 6 verse 50. Let me read as we are sharing the communion. John 6, 50. Please look at the screen. Let's read together. Let me read. Follow the word. Follow the word. Follow the word. The breakthrough of this service is in this word I want to read to you. This is a bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. Hello. Except you receive the kingdom of God like a little child, you cannot enter into it. Except you take the word of God as a child, you might not eat of it. Look at it. This is the bread that came down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. Continue, sir. I'm going to verse 60. Continue. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats, let's read together. Can we go? Let's read together. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live. Did you read that yourself? Okay. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, let's read this one together. Let's go. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life. Unless you take of this communion, your life is brittle. The communion brings life. It brings life. It brings life. Are we in church? Are we in church? As we take of this communion, we receive life. Lift your right hand up. Say life, life, life. Life. Can you speak life? Speak life. 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 Speak resurrection. Speak life. Speak hope. Speak faith. Speak life. Speak life. Speak life. Speak life. Speak life. Speak life. To your body. To your hopes. To your plans. To your targets. To your goals. To your study of the Word of God. Let there be life. Have a new law for studying of the Word of God. We speak life. We speak life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The second thing that this word, this communion, is going to do for us is to bring us favor. My sister powerfully led prayer on that this morning. But let's look at Daniel 1:9 that she took. Daniel 1:9. Time is fast, so you do the things quickly. Daniel 1:9. Daniel 1:9. Can we all read together? And God gave Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the chief of the eunuch. Can you raise your right hand? Let's say, as I take of this communion, in the sight of anyone that matter, I receive favor and compassion. Can I hear you pray? I receive favor, 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 favor and compassion. I receive favor, favor, favor. I receive favor, 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 favor. I receive favor in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Some of you are praying as if I have not preached on the Word of God. What we read now is from the Word. When you believe it, when you do it, when you act on it, when you pray it, you live supernaturally. How can you hear the Word of God powerfully like this and before me in church? Lift your right hand and let's pray. Say like you did for Daniel. I receive favor and compassion. Anywhere I go, anywhere I go, anywhere I go, anywhere I go, everywhere I go this year, I receive favor. I receive compassion. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Number three. For this communion today. You know, have you climbed the stairs for 12th floor, a building from down to 12th floor before? Okay, maybe the first question I should ask is that, have you seen a 12-story building before? But the way they look at me, people like say 12-story building are like magic to some people. When I don't see 12-story before, World Trade Center day, I get one friend there. If you want to go climb stairs, we go. I go call her and make a go meet her. I can't feel you. If you take the staircase to a 12-story building and you take an elevator, there's a difference. You don't stress yourself, it just goes pa, 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 and takes you up. The staircase, you will expend your energy. You will sweat like the way I'm sweating now. Sometimes when you reach up, you will look for where AC is and just sit down. That's how some of you are living your life with stress. By this communion, your life will be like the one upon an elevator. In the name of Jesus, it is the word. Let me back it up. Amos 9:13. Give me any translation. Any translation. We'll just change them. If you have message, CEV. Easy to read. Amos 9:13. Thank you. This is the best one I want. Okay, let's go. Yes, let's read. You are not reading. Read, let me hear you. The word of God is life and spirit. Read life and spirit. Let me hear you. This is the word of God.
word of God. I love it in the message. In the answer, they tell you the reaper will do the planter and the vapor. This is beautiful. Things will start happening fast, fast, and fast. Can I say, as I take the communion, there is transformation. Things begin to happen fast, fast. Everything I've been waiting for, they begin to happen fast, 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 fast. They begin to happen fast. Fast. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat bowed on your heads. He has many things he wants to give you today. There are many gifts he has sent his angels to bring. Don't block it. Don't block it by your sin, by your lack of faith. Don't block it. Don't block it. Don't block it. Align with the word of God and see favor and see speed and see his gift upon you. The word settles everything. He opposes the earth by the word of his power. It is by his word that we enter our inheritance. And this word is surely coming to pass in the life of everybody. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, Lord, we come and we thank you for your body that was broken for us. As we take of this communion, let everything we have prayed for, let all our desires receive speed and come to pass. Let there be transformation and change everywhere, and let it happen speedily before we knew it. In the name of Jesus, take of a broken body, take of a bread. We are going to take of the blood and say, this will bring a final settlement to every outstanding issue. Can I just say, as I take of this cup, representing the blood of Jesus, it brings a final settlement of every outstanding in my life. Can you take of the blood and bow down your head and ask for a final settlement of every outstanding? Can we do that quickly? Can you pray? Final settlement. Every outstanding. Let there be a final settlement. Let there be a final settlement of every outstanding in your life. In the name of Jesus. And it is written, just like rain fall from heaven on the earth and returns not void, so my word shall not return. The Bible says the word of Samuel did not fall to the ground. They were all fulfilled. Every declaration, every decree, every prayer, every word spoken in this service, they will find fulfillment in your life and your destiny. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.